previously on Valiant.
Yeah, I think Ev is going to try to discreetly go by the Magical Emporium and talk up Ayla Mesa.
So she takes a moment, and you see her reach up and pull her goggles down and eye you suspiciously. Ev, what happened to you? You're glowing brighter than the glass desert. Ev, I don't know how you did it, but I think you're a god. Sarna, you're keeping your ear out for rumors and whatnot. We'll say these past few days you hear two different rumors. The first you hear is that there was a bank robbery up in New Haywood last week. The other rumor you hear is that the Beast Kings are rolling into town soon.
The what now?
The Beast Kings. They're a regional group of monster hunters. They haven't been in Altameda in a couple of months. It's been a while, but it's probably due that they're coming in. You know that Ev has run with the Beast Kings once or twice on a hunt before, but you've never taken the time to do so on your own, but sounds like they might be here soon.
I probably am a little curious about that.
Sarna went to go help Nana. I don't know if there were any other things you four were wanting to talk about once Sarna gets back from getting a pot off the top shelf that for some reason Nana keeps on the top shelf and insists that that's where it has to be.
I think we could talk about inventory out of character, except for maybe we'll want to go in character when we talk about the holy symbol, unless you'd rather keep it all in character, which I'm happy to do as well. But...
it's a game.
We've got 8 pistols, 7 of which aren't accounted for because Siren had taken one. Did you want to keep that pistol?
I mean, it seems really good for throwing at people with my telekinetic spell, so yeah.
Great. I love it. I love that.
So good.
We had a musket that we were going to sell, and we have 4 falchions we were going to sell. We have 4 of those specialty punching gloves, which Luis was alluding to some specialty use of. So maybe we want to keep those.
Can you remind me how they work?
So when you fought in the ravine, the Thornbrush Ravine, in the very first session. There were some guys hiding up on the top of the cliffs, and they would punch you with these gloves that were like steampunk mechanical gloves that would activate as they punched, which then caused they tried to shove you back when
gotcha.
They did that.
Okay.
There were 4 of those gloves.
I don't need one. I've got my sword to keep me busy.
If I'm having to punch someone, my tactical plan has already gone wrong.
I think we should keep the religious symbol, so in case we ever need to be undercover as worshippers of Torm or something, we can have that ready to use as a prop.
I think that's a good call. Also, selling it is a little sketchy, yes. Because like, who's gonna buy it? Yeah. And do we want to be selling to them?
Yes.
Well, I mean, obviously the most likely buyer are other people that want it so that they can pretend to be evil clerics
like us,
right?
Yeah.
Ev doesn't even bring it up about selling if anyone brings it up, but Ev in general just agrees too, it's useful for possibly tracking them down, a bluff scenario, etc. And Ev likes his disguises when it's necessary, which you saw even in the mine when he disguised himself as the name I can't think of.
Gears?
Yeah, it's Gears.
Well, you have 1 religious symbol. Do you want to maybe grab 3 more so each of you have one and can... do it, or
where would we grab them from?
I mean, you can
the costume shop.
You can probably ask, do a little bit of work and find someone that's selling Torm religious symbols.
Actually, we thought selling them was. Yeah. I'm not sure I want to buying them either.
All right.
Luis is like, it's your funeral.
Well, I just like if you as a group want to disguise but only have one religious symbol among you. I don't know.
I mean, one of us is disguised as the cleric and the rest are the congregation.
Yeah, there you go.
Or we're the muscle.
Yeah. I like it. We had two vials of minor healing. Sarna had taken one. Who would like to hold the other?
If nobody else wants it, I'll take both. But I thought I would give people opportunity to have it if they wanted it.
I actually don't seem to have any healing. I guess I should take it.
Take it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sarna and Siren. And then we have a lesser dark vision elixir.
Is that the kind of thing that you would want to have, you would want to have one person in the group carry and we can use it as needed, or?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep it in the group loot.
Yeah, I'll put it on the party loot tab.
Great.
Ain't no party like a dark vision party. Provided I can sell all those pistols and the musket and the falchions. Oh, the gloves. Were we all going to keep the gloves or sell the gloves, or what did we want to do there?
I think we're selling them.
I guess we could see if, what's her name, Alamesa wants them.
That's exactly my thought. That's, I think, who Ev would first offer them to. Owen, did you say Siren wanted one or no?
No, does not want.
Okay. Well, what was the benefit, Luis?
So these gloves are kind of like gauntlets in the core rulebook, in that you wear them as a weapon and they help you punch things. In particular, these deal a d6 of bludgeoning damage rather than a d4 and are in the brawling group, but they have the agile trait, the finesse trait, the shove trait, and they have a new trait that I'm calling the ramming trait, where they have a reaction there on a hit. You can immediately attempt a athletics to shove your target. That's it. So once per turn, you can basically do a shove, quote unquote, for free, because you use your reaction rather than...
Are they something I could wear while also... Probably not wear while wielding a sword, right? Yeah,
No, because that would require the free hand trait, which means you can use it normally with other stuff.
Yeah, they seem cool, but also I feel like I would probably not use them because my sword is so much more ouchy.
Well, I'm glad I got to read that out loud, though. Oh, they're martial weapons, so then people at home, if they want to use them,
yeah, there you go,
can use that. Right. Maybe I'll set them up and put them on a blog somewhere.
I will sell them all then.
Sorry to sell your babies, Luis.
Yeah,
fine.
I will sell them to Ayla Mesa then.
Yep. So they each sell for 10 gold a pop.
Great. So equal to 51 divided by. So we'll each get 12 gold, 7 silver, and 5 copper.
Cool.
So you're all sitting in Sarna's room on the floor, passing out gold pieces to each other.
So since we're going to be sticking together for the immediate future, there is one other thing about that bank robber that you was talking about.
Yeah, I feel kind of like since I know this, I have a moral obligation to keep an eye out for it. I don't know how the rest of you feel about moral obligations. I don't know if you're a real moral obligation kind of bunch. But I got that. I got that in the back of my mind.
Well, you done a good job of keeping your eye out. You got your Yours truly.
Should we break to go into town and do a little bit of asking around?
No, I'm saying I'm the bank robber.
Oh. I didn't catch that at all. why are you robbing?
That's me.
Why are you robbing banks? Out of curiosity.
Ooh, not a good bank.
What makes a good bank then?
Not stealing from people.
Corrupt owners.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. Ev lifts his wine, which is in a tea glass, and he's like, teacup, and he's like,
anything in particular you want to share about that whole situation? Now that we've,
Is there something in particular that you feel like you need to know?
Well, we've all, just committed to, sticking together, so I would like to know if you plan on robbing us in our sleep, yeah.
I mean, that would make it really awkward the next day when she stuck together with us.
Did you say no? I didn't actually hear.
Yeah, I said I ain't planning on stealing from you, no.
What'd you do with the money that you took from that bank?
Well, I didn't keep it. It went where it needed to go.
And where's that?
Oh.
Not with the bank owner.
Hmm.
I have so many questions, but I think we're not going to need to waste our time right now breaking down every single aspect of what I find curious about this situation. If you see yourself as a kind of vigilante type, as long as you're not messing with us or any good people, I guess we can let it slide.
Are you the one that slipped the miner's coins out of my pockets? No?
That actually wasn't me, no.
Oh!
All right, I did that. I didn't know whether or not I could trust you. All right, I admit it.
So not the only thief, man. Oh,
I admit it. You know?
That's fine.
I think
I think we all on the same page here.
I think so, too.
I think we're all a little bit ready to bend the rules for the right reason.
Yes, I mean, I really was fine with it. Yeah, rules. Well, you know, you have to adapt and be flexible, I think.
I mean, it depends on which rules we're discussing.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's the right reason part.
Yeah.
Especially out in the desert or roaming the jungle. Only a few rules out there.
All right, should we look around for the Beast Kings, or do we have an idea of when they're coming into town?
You're expecting them to be here very soon. First, do you want to spend any of your money on anything? I mean, you have your like reward money from helping out with the mine earlier. Up to you. It's fine if you don't have anything immediately that you're like, I need to buy this today.
I have not spent the time in the past 2 minutes looking through the core rule book to see if there's anything that I want and can afford, so.
Fair enough. I think Saren at some point wants to go pick up his hat.
Yes, I definitely.
I opened up my core rule book PDF and it opened straight to the hazards section because that's all I ever do is look at hazards in core rule book.
Ooh. Don't buy one of those.
No, that would not be helpful.
I think Ev would just recommend holding on to the coin until, in case we sign up with them once they come into town, you know, knowing where they might be headed, we might want to buy different things, antidotes or healing potions, etc.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think Ev would just wait and see what we find out that the Beast Kings are going after.
Makes sense.
Aside from the money he already spent on spells.
Yeah.
And scribing.
Alright, well, Owen, I assume at some point you finish up your cheese and wine.
Yes.
And dried meats. And make your way to the tannery to pick up your Dublin hat. So you make it to Trevally Skins, and when you get there, Elenita is very excited to see you. And she immediately like comes out with the hat and shows it off. Says, "Look, I got it set for a perfect Dublin size. I even gave you a nice little string so it you know keeps to your neck and your chin and don't blow away when you're out riding. Figured you would appreciate that." And well, deal's a deal. Do you have a song for me?
I absolutely have a song for you. Got a song that starts about your needs for worked leather and talks about whether or not you're going to survive the bad weather. So yeah, let me sing you your little jingle song. Theron is going to sing a little jingle song for her.
It's like, is Owen about to burst into song?
Absolutely not. If we want to retain viewership, I should not be.
This is where our wonderful listeners get to use their imagination as we role play on that. She's very excited when you sing the song. Does it have a harmonica solo anywhere? Probably not. It's probably too long for that. Would be too long for a jingle.
He'll probably sing it and then he'll do the hook on the harmonica just so that part really sticks with her.
Mm-hmm. Fair trade being, she hands over your hat and it fits ever so nicely over your fez. Perfect. Considering she never took the time to measure your head or your fez, you are very amazed at that fact.
I actually noticed that when I was here earlier and I just assumed that she knew her business, and apparently she does.
She definitely does, so it seems like very worthy of a jingle proclaiming her business being good.
Awesome.
And she just asks, if you need any more leather work done, come on by or bring your friends, whatever. I'm happy to help.
I did have a question for you. I've heard that the Beast Kings might be coming to town, and I know that they do a lot of hunting, and that suggests to me that they might be the sort of people that let you know where they're going or what they're doing, because they might well need leather working from raw hide they have. Do you know anything about them or when they might be coming through town?
Word is they're coming by tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I don't know what their next hunt might be, but yeah, they definitely swing by and get work done before and after their hunt. So if you're looking to see the famous Beast Kings, they'll probably swing by here at some point during the day tomorrow.
Well, that is right convenient. Have you found them upstanding and upright folks to work with?
They always pay the amount that I charge them, and never any problems with that. And sometimes I get to work with some real interesting materials, so I'd say they're good in my book.
Okay, that's worth knowing. I appreciate that information. Thank you very much.
Can do, Saren. Thank you once again for the song.
And Saren will go to convey that information to the rest of the group.
Hey there, Luis here. It's me, your GM for Valiant. Happy New Year! We made it around the sun once more, and that's cause for celebration because it means we've toughed it out for another year. Things are kinda rough at the moment, and I hope that listening to Valiant provides just a nice little distraction and maybe some fun to help you make it through your day. This episode has some more role-playing. I'm sure some of you are raring to get to some fighting, and I can promise things get combative very soon. The Beast Kings arriving this episode, I'm sure there will be some fighting yet. Beast Kings are one of those factions I created for Altameter that I particularly like. We have factions like the Sky Marks and the Water Services and whatnot, but I wanted to include a group that was just about going adventuring. Since the Pathfinder Society hasn't really reached this deep into Arcadia, I figured I'd come up with a different group that scratched a similar itch. Monster Hunter seemed like a good fit, and so the Beast Kings were born. I'm particularly fond of their leader, Carmala. When I first brought her up, I noticed she was known as Carmala the Slain, and is covered in numerous scars from her previous hunts. I didn't mention that she earned the nickname because she's died before, but has obviously gotten better since then. In my notes, I state that she has a massive gash across her back she earned from her first death, which suggests this has happened a few times now. How did she first die? How does she keep coming back? I can tell you now that I have no idea. These are fun little details that are fun to add when writing that are perfect to inspire new stories or to serve as space for expansion later. I didn't have an explanation for Carmala's death when I first wrote about her, and honestly, I'm still not sure I do. It's kind of the fun of RPGs, though. If someone asks, I get to figure out right then and there with them as I come up with an answer. Maybe I'll decide on my own later and introduce it into the story then, but for now, it'll remain a mystery. You get to hear more from Carmala in the following episodes, and maybe you'll have your own theory by then. For now, let's get back to the group and see how they spend the rest of their time in Altamita. The Beast Kings will be here soon, and we don't want to miss them. Let's hear that guitar.
Now we gotta start lying about what happened in the mine. That's the next step of this plan, right?
Yes, the next step of this plan is to lie. And it's probably right. Not the last time you will hear me say that sentence.
I'll just tell... Ayla Mesa that no one else wants to talk to her about it, and she already knows to keep it, you know, private, but she was just trying to hopefully help me get some information on it. So I'll just tell her no one else wants to come see her.
I guess I'll come meet this friend of yours.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if you do have interest, you can. So I am happy to make that introduction.
Uh-huh.
Really? I mean, we've worked together many decades.
Yeah. All right.
Ev smiles a big smile and we'll take her to go meet Ayla Mesa.
Is it what? Sorry.
I was just asking out of character if everybody was coming or just Ev and Zirani.
Yeah. Saren's going to wait and see how it goes with someone else going before he goes.
Yeah, Sarna is slightly suspicious. I think just through kind of superstitious understanding of what Ayla Mesa actually does. Like, weird magic lady, I don't know about this. So they're gonna hold off for now at least.
So yeah, Ev will bring Zidane over, and Ev expects Ayla Mesa to come walking out the door as he approaches.
And sure enough, Ayla Mesa comes out, and you know, first thing you just hear is, Ev, oh my gears. Who's your friend, Ev? Come on in.
Thank you, and Ev just gestures in.
Zidane enters.
And as Ev closes the door, he just says, this is Zidane. We met in the saloon a few days ago and went on a little journey together. So...
What kind of journey?
The one we talked mines. About.
Oh, okay. I know you and your saloon journeys. I was just making sure.
And Zidane felt like, you know, she would meet you. Some of the others are a little concerned about your knowledge. So I thought, have a little discourse between the two and I'll just step on back.
Well, Zidane, pleasure. You're the nicest, finest friend that Ev has ever come around here with, and it's
the only one.
Very amazing to meet a living Coatl in the flesh.
Thank you. So you was telling Ev that you think you know what's going on with what happened to him?
Well, as best as anyone can know. When studying any of you, I mean, I think you have some something more than magic run through you at this point. But that's really all about it.
By what means did you determine this about him?
I used my arcane knowledge and, you know, read your auras and magical... everything magical going through you. And these goggles basically let me...
Ev makes, like, fake goggle, like, hand gestures on top of his head and then holds them in front of his eyes, like, ooh.
All right, and so...
I have an arcane sight through these things.
And so you would say that anybody with that particular magic would be able to tell the same things?
I think they might notice you being magic, but it took me hours and hours of study to kind of unravel all the magic around you to figure out kind of what's going on. So right. I guess if someone can see magic like I can through these goggles, it would not be immediately obvious on first glance at you.
That was one of my questions too.
Okay.
And I guess if anyone was searching for magic and you came up, they might think, you know, it's your armor or your weapons that are magic first, and then they would think it's you that's magic.
So as long as we got enough other magic on us, then we should kind of be keeping this other thing underneath that.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think that covers it pretty well. Just don't sit in someone's library for 8 hours and let them look you over, I guess, if you don't want to be giving yourself away, but otherwise you should be okay.
Plans with this information?
Don't plan to do anything with it yet. I'd love to study you all more, but I know that's asking a lot for you to just come here and sit while I poke you like some kind of, you know, lab mouse for ages. I'd love to see if there's some way to replicate it and, I don't know, use it to do more with magic.
So your end goal at this point is to replicate it and have it for yourself?
No, not necessarily. I know you might not want me to ever study you again, and that's fine. I just see you more as an interesting chance for more knowledge, more than anything. I don't mean to, you know, undo the secret of the gods and then make everyone a god or anything like that. It's very interesting.
Uh-huh. All right.
Zidane's a little concerned, as you know. I think it's fair.
I think it's fair too. I sound like I just want to steal all your power and keep it for myself, but that's not really what I want
to do. Yeah, the whole bloodletting thing next week, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Ev.
Ev just grins mischievously.
So, if you want it to be a secret, I'll keep your secret. That's fine.
I think that's probably for the best, at least for now.
Fair enough. I'll keep the secret.
Yeah, honestly, Elamisa, I am concerned about just... I don't want anyone else to know that you know either, because it can make you a target.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seeing as I don't get out of this tower very much, I don't think that's going to be much of a problem. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for talking to Ziadani for me.
Sure.
What do you think about the sheriff?
Drummer?
Yeah.
Seems like a fine enough man. Been keeping this town safe for 2 decades now, so... Never had any issues with him, and he always gets the vote to be the sheriff again, so I guess the people trust him too.
Does he get the vote to be the sheriff because he makes a special exception to only help the people who are actually going to go and vote for a sheriff?
No, that man's a stickler for the law.
Is he?
Yeah.
I can't say that'd been my experience with that man.
Well, fair enough, but he's good at his job, and there's been no complaints on my part.
Yeah, all right.
He's meaned well in all my interactions with him, so, you know, I think he was just extra concerned considering where his family was involved too, which I can't fault him for. It was ultimately a larger problem that I'm glad he got us involved in.
Well, it was also outside of city limits, so I'm sure he couldn't have done much if he wanted to.
Yeah, now we've got superpower. I mean, possibly.
All right, Ev. Thanks for coming by.
All right.
Oh, and I wanted to sell you those Pogo gloves.
Great. They are sold, and now her Nintendo Entertainment System is set with power gloves.
I leave with Ziadani and go off for dinner, what have you.
Talk about blowing up in the mine and causing all problems and almost collapse because of you.
Oh, are you asking me that in character? Sorry.
Yeah, that was in character.
I missed the like first minute it like flipped, or the first like.
Oh. Second. Yeah. So no. So now I guess it's time to go to the saloon and talk about you was blowing it up with your fireballs.
Yeah, my drinking habit on adventures is a bad thing. Whoa, fireballs everywhere.
So unknown rumors.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I will gladly go to the saloon. Buy some people some ale and talk about, that drinking on the adventure and job sure makes for crazy mind explosions.
A common saying.
In minds and people sometimes hallucinate and make things up.
Yeah, gotta say, not sure best idea on a sheriff's part, taking a bunch of people he upset with for property damage and sending them into the mines. But, you know, if that's how we want to solve his problems.
Yeah, I imagine I am telling a similarly elaborated on story to some friends of mine in the saloon that night.
The Beast Kings are going to come in and be like, I don't know why you guys come along with us. You're going to blow everything.
Just
gotta be like, no, it's cool. You know me, it's okay.
Gotta take away his wine flask before we go out on the mission, that's all. There's nothing to worry about.
I was just thinking, like, wait, we're doing this right before the Beast Kings come in. Oh well.
Yeah, we sure are.
Woohoo!
But we handled it very well.
Yes, but ultimately, everyone survived that we cared about.
That we cared about. We had a really good track record.
Yeah, I mean, some people we didn't like. They're alive too. So, yes. You can't say that for all adventuring groups.
Well then, that was a fun night at the saloon. Ev is crashing... Where are you crashing?
I'll stay at the inn tonight.
At the inn. All right. Ev, you get woken up by a knock on your door in the morning.
Yes?
Ev. Hey, Ev.
You recognize the voice as one of Carmala from the Beast Kings.
Oh, okay, great. I was like, uh-oh.
Ev, we're here in town now.
Oh!
You want to join us?
Yes, actually, I might have a few other interested parties.
Come on out here, Ev.
So Ev will make sure he's put together and has his stuff before opening the door.
Okay. You open the door and you see a gnome with a bright bush of like purple hair. Who is in very much adventuring gear, has a leather armor and stuff, has a big old sword strapped to her back, big, not even just compared to that of a gnome, but it's just a huge sword for anyone. And she's got several scars on her face, and what is exposed of her arms has a couple of scars and knocks here and there. And you open the door, and she says, "Ev, you big lug, come here," and goes to give you a big hug and, like, pulls down your shirt so she can, like, hug you properly.
Yeah, and Ev just, like, reaches around and gives her a good, strong hug.
Ev, my buddy Ev, what have you been up to? Come on, I'll buy you breakfast while we catch up on things.
Sounds wonderful. I could use some potatoes, probably, maybe some eggs. I wonder what they have for bacon. Sure.
So you, I guess go to the saloon for breakfast. I'm sure the inn has a spot.
Yeah.
For breakfast, sir. So you snag some breakfast at the inn, and as you're sitting down to eat, she says, "Ev, you ever heard of a creature called Vidramis?"
Have I?
You can roll a nature check or a society check to figure it out.
I will. Go with society.
Society.
So, and I already had that queued up, so great. I rolled an 11. I rolled a 14 plus 11 is 25.
Vidramis. You hear the name and you immediately respond, "Oh, you mean the glass treader." And you recall Vidramis to be a kind of mythical creature that's supposed to live out in the glass desert west of here, and it's basically meant to be like at least the legends say it's like a large creature made of rock that kind of just walks around like any bug would in the desert, but it's covered in fine glass and like crystal and stuff. And word is, you know, this is the greatest glass and crystal in all of the region, and if you were to get some, you can make incredible weapons and equipment with it. And, you know, that's the stories. No one's ever seen Vidramis, but you get asked, "Hey, have you ever heard of Vidramis?" You say, "The glass treader," and she's like, "Yeah, we're going to find the glass treader and get its glass."
Oh, did you hear about its whereabouts, or did somebody put you up to it?
I have a feeling, Ev, and you know my feelings. They haven't let me down yet.
Nope. I'm in. Yeah, let me grab a few of my friends that I met here at the saloon. Maybe they'll be interested.
Well, I'll be here. I'll be waiting for the boys to come back with all the gear and stuff, but yeah, I think this is it, Ev. I think we can do
it. What are you paying for this one? Anything on top or just...
Well, if we get this glass, then we can sell that for a mighty fine price, mm-hmm. and I'll give you, well, I mean, it's me, Kamala, I get the biggest share. So, we'll say after my 30% of the cut, everyone else gets to split evenly at that point.
All right.
So, the fewer friends you bring, more you get, but it might be harder to fight. Just saying.
Yeah. You want to bring the... especially out into the desert. Glass desert. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll talk to them. See who's interested.
How big is the glass desert?
The glass desert is enormous. It's like you would get... if you don't know what you're doing and get lost, you're going to die out there.
Do we have any kind of indication of how far into the desert this thing is that... we are going to be okay.
Carmala seems to know, but no one else. She hasn't told anything. She doesn't tell Ev.
Do you
during breakfast?
Do you know? Do you really think there's just one, or do you think it's some sort of set of creatures? Or
Well, considering no one's ever seen one, I feel like there might be just the one.
It is supposed to be pretty big.
Who knows? Yeah, it's a pretty big thing. Yeah. That's what the stories tell.
All right. How many days' journey?
As many as it takes, eh?
Oh, so no idea. All right. Okay. You covering food?
Sure, Ev. I'll get you some food. Well, we'll cover that.
I just want to make sure, you know. Water I can help handle, but...
I'll let you keep all of your expenses towards your gear and your weapons and your ammo and anything you need to help me out. I think I can cover food and water. I'll do you a favor and cover food and water.
All right.
Because we're such good friends.
I like it. All right. I'll talk to the others.
Fair enough. See you here. Planning to leave come sundown.
All right. So Ev will head to... Well, I guess it depends where Ev thinks other people stayed. If he thinks some have stayed here, then maybe he sticks around downstairs for a bit.
You can, if you want, we'll say you can take a moment to, like, concentrate. Just, like, close your eyes, concentrate, and kind of focus on one of your companions. And you would get the feeling like you got in the town square the other day that kind of pulls you in that direction. So you can be like, where is Saren? And kind of have a decent idea. Like, an arrow would point. Be like, Saren's that way. That doesn't necessarily mean... he's anywhere close, but you know in kind of what direction he
suddenly
is.
Suddenly realizing that feeling, Ev would try to like plucking on a taut string, if he can kind of like pull on it, like give it a feel of like I'm trying to, you know, tug on the string or put a vibration out there, like I am trying to draw attention.
Give me... you know what? We can just say you can spend an essence points to do that.
I think since I'm trying, I will.
Okay. Who are you focusing on?
Probably Sarna, since I know she stays... they stay elsewhere.
Okay. So you spend an essence point. We'll just say that's you doing your concentration. And much like... You explain, like, plucking a string. Let's say there's two tin cans on either end. and Sarna, you're just hanging out in the morning when suddenly you feel the weird kind of magnetic feeling of, like, oh, hey, Ev is over in the inn?
Okay.
I just like out of nowhere it comes there, and Ev, you feel that, oh, Sarna's up at Nana's house. What's that?
That she's at her Nana's house, that place that I was.
Yes. You don't necessarily feel specifically that, like, oh, I know specifically that she's at Nana's house, but you get a feel of like, oh, she's, you know, a couple hundred feet to the north of me, which kind of, when you put it to your mental map of Altamita, it's like, oh yeah, she's right around Nana's house. But Sarna, you feel like you've just been, you've received like a weird like ping that's like, hey, Ev's over here.
Yeah, I think I grab all my stuff and head out toward the inn. I figure if Ev's trying to get a hold of me, there's a good reason.
And then I'll generally try to feel for the other two.
Okay. General feelings. I guess I wouldn't know. Where are Ziadani and Saren this morning?
If it's a morning, I'm probably at the inn.
Okay. Saren's probably at the inn, and Ziadani's where? I'm sorry.
She's changed inns. She's at one of the smaller inns now.
She's at one of the smaller inns.
Yes.
All right. We'll say there's one on the eastern side of town.
Yeah.
Just on the road as you come into town. It's a smaller inn. We'll call it the inn on the east side of town. I'm not going to go there.
Ev's not wanting...
The east side inn.
Yeah, east side inn.
East side inn.
Ev's not wanting to push this power too much, so I think Ev will just wait for...
When you do it for Saren, it kind of stays on because he's so close. You get that feeling like you did at the town square again, where it's like, oh, I kind of know where he is and stuff. But for when you quote-unquote ping Ziadani, you just get a feeling she's east.
Mm. All right.
And Ziadani doesn't feel anything. But Saren, you suddenly start feeling that magnetism as well.
Love it.
Because you're within the same building.
All right. So, yeah, I think Ev will just wait for Sarna and Saren and not particularly summon at Ziadani.
This has been a No Direction Network production. Valiant is an original homebrew campaign and is possible with the support of listeners like you. If you would like to support Valiant and the rest of the No Direction Network, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/nodirection. Join us next time for the next episode of Valiant.